Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An innocent bystander was killed when she was hit by a stray bullet that came flying from a few hundred feet away in Kensington overnight. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports it all started with a fight inside the shop.
It was about 12:30 in the morning in the area of Kensington Ave and Somerset Street. There is a spot called Steak and Beer, and police say a man got into a fight with two other guys while inside.
And then the shooter and those other males exited this beer takeout.
And Chief Inspector Scott Small says the man with the gun started to walk but turned around and fired a single shot.
Now, we believe that the intended targets were not struck by gunfire.
But Small says that one shot flew about 200 feet away and hit a woman in the chest. Police say the shooter ran off, and people in the area flagged down a passing patrol car to get some help. Cops stopped and picked up the unidentified victim, took her to the hospital, where she died. Detectives spoke with witnesses and watched surveillance footage from the beer shop. There are more cameras in the neighborhood as well they're looking to get access to as they try to get to the bottom of this deadly shooting. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
People are evacuating parts of Florida that are in the path of Hurricane Milton, and many of them are coming to Philadelphia. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the airport.
A lot of people arriving to Philadelphia are trying to get to safety. Pam Daly was exhausted after a long flight from Orlando.
It was delayed three times. Finally, our original flight was supposed to leave at 9-something last night. We were delayed till 6 o'clock this morning.
Pam says she paid about $700 per ticket for the Frontier Airlines flight, but she's relieved to be out of harm's way.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not complaining. I'm not whining. There's a lot worse off than the fact that I was able to get a plane to come home.
Chanel visited Florida for a wedding and is glad she made it home to Philadelphia before Orlando International closes.
We have family that's still there who may have to stay because their flights was on Wednesday, and now the airport's going to be closed on Wednesday. Yeah.
We also talked to University of Tampa students who are coming home for the week because classes have been canceled in anticipation of Milton's landfall. At Philly International, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Parking a non-electric vehicle in a spot reserved for electric vehicles could carry a hefty fine under a bill that's moving in the Pennsylvania House. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The bill from Montgomery County Democratic State Rep Joe Cerisi would allow parking tickets of $50 to $200 for a non-electric vehicle parked in a spot reserved for electric vehicles. Cerisi says it would be handled like any other parking violation.
It just gives the ability that if this is happening all over the place, all the time, it's enforceable now, as opposed to you can't do anything about it.
Cerisi says he doesn't own an EV, but he understands how frustrating it would be to have to wait for a charger while a typical combustion engine car is taking up the spot. Under the legislation, charging spots would need to be marked with signs. Cars could only be towed if the sign has a clear warning about towing. The bill moved out of the House Transportation Committee with bipartisan support, 22-3, and heads to the full House. There were only a handful of voting days remaining in session, so despite the bipartisan support in committee, it's unclear if the state House and Senate will have time to run the bill. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
16 million young voters will be eligible to cast ballots in their first presidential election this year, but not all of them are registered to vote. So to reach them, a nonprofit voter registration organization is working with musicians. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
At the Sabrina Carpenter Show at Wells Fargo, volunteers from Headcount will be working the crowd to check voter registration status, register new voters, sign them up for election alerts, and enlist them to text friends about participating in the election.
Our goal is to meet young voters where they are.
Tappan Vickery is Headcount's Senior Director of Programming and Strategy. The group partners with artists and entertainers like Carpenter and then enlists their fans to volunteer for voter engagement drives at concerts and festivals.
We meet them with totally nonpartisan outreach. So we're there really to just inform and empower. And when you already have something in common, like being a fan of an artist or loving live music, it makes it a lot easier to have that conversation.
18 to 24-year-olds are notoriously hard to motivate for elections, but Vickery notes that demographic turned out in record numbers in 2020, and she hopes they'll set a new record this election. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.